How do we hire a more diverse workforce? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Charlotte Alexander, associate professor of legal analytics at Georgia State University, details how to avoid bias when looking for new employees.
My research involved manual and computational text analysis of over 3,000 recommendation letters submitted on behalf of applicants to a major U.S. anesthesiology residency program. I found key differences in how men versus women were being described. Letters in support of men emphasized achievement, professionalism, excellence, and technical skills, while letters in support of women focused on communal skills like compassion, caring for others, and acts of service. These gendered language differences can have broad implications for job applicants, employers, and the people writing recommendation letters. Gendered language in recommendation letters may impact an employer's hiring process, which could implicate Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. These findings also prompt a rethinking of our gendered, racialized, ableist, ageist, and otherwise stereotyped occupational archetypes. The problem can be remedied at the employer level by screening recommendation letters and phone calls for gendered language to prevent it from influencing the rest of the hiring process. Employers could implement a computationally driven system to help identify and eradicate bias. Reference checks over the telephone can also be monitored for gender bias using transcription technology. Employers can review reference call transcripts to identify gendered usage of language, similar to what occurs in recommendation letters. As for people who write recommendation letters, academics in particular may want to rethink wording that reinforces stereotyped occupational archetypes, such as using adjectives that align with communal skills and acts of service to describe female candidates, but not male candidates.
That was Charlotte Alexander of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.